This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
By the way, this whole Melania Trump thing is a total distraction. But obviously, this has been out for hours. I hadn't looked at it. That the Trump Organization, this is what Roger Stone told me yesterday. And, of course, it's been confirmed now that it was one of her friends that does PR for him that took the speech that had been written by the speechwriters and basically added that part in there that was somewhat similar to what she had said. So, and they've offered their resignation, and Trump hasn't taken it. I mean, we have the president openly trying to start a civil war in the country. We have all this garbage going on, and we've got the media focusing in on this. This is how they distract things. And again, I don't know what Trump's going to do once he gets in. I mean, I hope he does the things he said he'll do, at least part of them. But I know Hillary's a master criminal, and that's why I'm opposing her. And that's what it comes down to. Who's hosting the fourth hour today? I mean, we're already into it right now, but I forgot to ask. Who's doing that? David Knight, always doing a great job. David Knight is going to be coming in. I do want to go to some of your phone calls. These calls just came in. I appreciate you holding. D'Souza's gone now, but you can just put out your points to the rest of the general audience. Let's talk to Jesse in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Hey, it was kind of shocking when you said about the trash truck, because I have been thinking that there is going to be some kind of event more than likely planned and at the RNC or the DNC. Probably my guess is it's going to be at the DNC against Hillary supporters or the BLM movement to get support for their side and to blame it on.
Well, the BBC, if a trash truck runs over a bunch of people, they won't say it's terrorism. And if it's a jihadi that does it, they won't say it's a jihadi either, because they control language, like Karl Rove said. They control reality. And so it'll just be an act of love if they kill a bunch of people, including children.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Because they control reality, not you or I.
Yeah, no, of course. But it'll be I'm thinking it's going to happen at the DNC, but that is very strange that a trash truck, like you said, who steals a trash truck, there's no point for it.
Yeah, folks are really concerned about it, and they're looking for it all over the place, and they're going to be on the lookout for it. But if you're at the RNC and you see a trash truck, they're picking up trash, better look out.
Yeah. But, yeah, you guys be safe out there, and thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that call. Let's go ahead and talk to Milton in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing? I was just calling to ask, would you support a referendum for African Americans?
A referendum on what specifically?
An African American exit.
An African-American exit from the country? No, because you can't have in a republic a vote to expel people. Or are you saying African-Americans wanting to leave the U.S.? I know some black nationalists want their own country.
African-Americans don't really need their own country just to separate like a Native American would. They have a tribe and they're American. So would you support African-Americans trying to get that model?
I mean, I think if people wanted on their own to do that, that's their right to do it. I wouldn't push that and promote that. I'm going to put like 30 million people, like stick them in the middle of the desert somewhere. I understand folks like wanting to leave, say, what was happening in Europe with religious oppression or whatever, because then they wanted to be able to be Protestants or whatever. I mean, I get leaving if there was some new place to go. But if folks wanted to try to organize that and do that, that's their right to do it. I mean, I see something like New Hampshire, a free state project, where a bunch of libertarians get together on ideas, not on race, and then try to influence politics towards freedom. But that's a really good debate to have sometime. I appreciate that question. Sorry, Dinesh D'Souza wasn't here to be able to hit that. Thank you. David Nice can take over the baton. I'll probably want to take your calls. A lot of clips to play, a lot of news we haven't gotten to yet. So stay with us straight ahead. And more tonight, 7 o'clock Central.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show, SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today. 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Grip from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this fourth hour of the Wednesday, July 20th, 2016 show. Of course, we're right in the middle of the Republican convention in Cleveland, and Alex was there live talking to Dinesh D'Souza and others. And I want to talk in this hour about another example that broke this week of political privilege. We hear a lot about white privilege. We don't hear the liberals wringing their hands over political privilege. Don't you think that's a bit of a problem? Well, we've got another example of it now with Julian Castro, the guy who is the Health and Urban Development Secretary. He has had an investigation, and you know, like the FBI, they said, yeah, he broke the law. No foul, no penalty, nothing's going to happen to him. Okay, so we're going to talk about what's behind that. He violated the Hatch Act, but I think it has some ties with what Ruth Bader Ginsburg said about a week and a half ago when she came out in a couple of different interviews criticizing Donald Trump. It was pretty unprecedented. She was criticized for it from the Washington Post. Certainly not Trump fans there. A lot of law professors waded in on that. I think it highlights the fact that the Supreme Court has become nothing but a bunch of political activists who have been appointed for life and are totally unaccountable to the public. I think it shows the corruption of the Supreme Court. She was criticized in the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal. Many others talked about what she had to say. Eventually, she walked back those comments. But, you know, quite frankly, and I'll make the case, I think she violated the Hatch Act as well. Not that anything will ever happen to her either. And I want to talk to one of the people on hold here, Garson in Missouri. Hang on there. I know you're a retired law professor, and I want to get your comments on this since you're a law professor. I mean, it certainly looks to me like what she did was violate the Hatch Act. We're going to talk a little bit about the tempest about plagiarism. You know, there was an interesting comment from Donald Trump. He said the media has spent more time analyzing Melania than the FBI did investigating Hillary Clinton. And that's true to some degree. You know what, though? There's no criminal penalty for plagiarism like there is for violating, knowingly violating, planning and setting up an infrastructure to violate security law regulations that we have in our government. And real quickly, before we get to the Hatch Act, I want to talk to you about the economic collapse that we see happening in Venezuela and what's going to be happening in this country as well. You know, we see the elites in Financial Times. They're talking about being concerned about the populist rage that's coming on. Of course, with the Bilderberg meeting, they were concerned about the precariat, the precarious position of the proletariat, you know, those of us on the bottom. The elites are taking notice. They think they have to do something. They're concerned about the rise of Brexit, of Donald Trump, and of other issues that show that we've woken up to what they're doing to us. And, of course, they're admitting that their policies are destroying our way of life. But then they keep pushing back against anything that would change any of their policies. Here's a good example of what's going to happen to us if we keep going down this road of socialism, of globalism. Look at Venezuela. They've got inflation that is now set to top 1,600% next year. This is from Market Watch. They said inflation has been 480% this year. Next year, they expect it to be 1,640%. All right. Can you get your head around those numbers? Does that really mean anything to you? You know, we talk about billions of dollars and tens of trillions of dollars in debt. And it gets so large, it's just a statistic. You really can't grasp it. Let's talk about what that means for a gallon of milk. If a gallon of milk was $3 last year with 480% inflation, that would mean this year it would be $14.40. Getting pretty expensive. With 1,640% inflation next year, that same $3 a gallon milk from last year, next year would cost $236. $236. That's Venezuela. You know, Margaret Thatcher said, the problem with socialism, you eventually run out of other people's money. Well, you eventually run out of all the fiat currency that you print as well. You just can't print it fast enough. And you can't earn it fast enough either. Today we had a CNN article that's up on Drudge Report. Hungry Venezuelans cry at the sight of food. We mentioned this earlier this week, how you had over 100,000 Venezuelans cross the border into Colombia trying to get food, and as this CNN story points out in the first paragraph, they say pregnant women, children, even elderly Venezuelans crossed into Colombia Sunday after the border was temporarily reopened, allowing them to buy basic foods and toiletries, things that have become rare in Venezuela. Tearful Venezuelans had gone weeks without basic food items like milk, flour, toilet paper, so forth. Okay, this is where this is headed. Where are we, however? The Financial Times is talking about the global elite need to heed the warning of populist rage. They say aspirants to power, such as Donald Trump in the U.S. and Marine Le Pen in France, offer clear, simple, and what they say, wrong solutions. What would be wrong? Well, it's nationalism, nativism, protectionism. I think that's a mischaracterization of some of what is being put out there, protectionism. But yeah, we should protect our own businesses first. We should put America first. You want to call that protectionism? Fine. It wasn't protectionism that started the Depression. It was the Federal Reserve. If you don't believe me, ask Ben Bernanke. He was the one who said, we did it. Sorry, we won't do it again. Except following the same policies. They say the remedies they offer are bogus, but the illnesses are real. If governing elites continue to fail to offer convincing cures, they might soon be swept away. Let's hope so. Now, let's get this camera here on the top here. Let's look at this graph here, the big hit. Look at this bar chart here. The percent of households by country with flat or falling real market incomes from 2005 to 2012, okay? Italy, nearly 95% of the households in Italy have flat or falling real income. Second is the United States. Now, Obama tells us that we're better off in every way. Really? Really? Let me tell you something. China is better off than we are. Far better, far more stable than we are. Because the people, even though their income level, even though their wealth level is far below that of the United States, they see it increasing rapidly. I saw that when I was there, adopting my daughter. Where the problems start is when people see their income levels flattening and falling, as we do here in America. That's about 82%, they're saying here in America. Now, the UK and the Netherlands, average of 25 countries, is about 70% of people in these Western countries see their income levels flat or falling. But here in the United States, we're higher than that. We're 82%. Yet Obama tells us everything is just fine. And they go on to say, citizenship of their nations is the most valuable asset owned by most people in wealthy countries. Think about that. Do you ever think about citizenship being your asset? It is. It is your most valuable asset. They resent sharing this with outsiders. I certainly do. I don't see that everyone else in the world has a right to become an American and that we have to justify denying them that right. That's an inversion of reality that has been sold to us by the Democrats. And I would say that as they're bringing in, as we see virtually every day, another terrorist act, they go in and they bomb these countries. I've got articles here about another 50 people who have been killed this last week. You've got 21 civilians killed in an ISIS stronghold in Syria. That's just one town. France 24 is talking about. U.S.-led bombings in Syria killed 77 civilians, including many children. Okay, this was on Monday and Tuesday throughout Syria. So we're going in and we're killing. We started this war. We created this civil war to overthrow a political leader that we don't like. We are arming and training ISIS, which is far worse than the civilian dictator that they had. But regardless, the people that are there see the collateral damage. They see the bombs falling on civilians. What do you think they're going to think of America? Do they really care who started this, who's right or wrong, when they see their families being killed from the sky? And then what do? We have Obama bringing them to America. They start civil wars in other countries, and now they're starting a civil war in this country, bringing the people who we have been killing, bringing the people who have a righteous chip on their shoulder for the war that we brought to their country. They're going to bring that war here. They're going to grab a garbage truck, as you just heard Alex Jones talking about, or they're going to rent a 18-wheeler. Or they're going to grab an axe or a knife, and they're going to kill whoever is closest to them. Those are the people we're bringing here. Those are the people John Kerry is bragging to Muslims on the last day of Ramadan, that we're going to get 10,000 people in here from Syria, right there, where this war is the hottest. We're going to bring 10,000 people in by September the 30th. It's going to be six times, he said, the number of people we brought in last year. Have they vetted them? Can they vet them? No, of course they can't. People should not be coming into this country unless they can demonstrate to us that they are not a risk to our security. But there's no control. As a matter of fact, they do everything they can to bring these people in. Now, I'm going to begin with this, and I did lose a caller there. So I want to go through this Hatch Act circumstance. This is on Monday this broke. Remember the Castro brothers? We had one of them go with Obama to Vietnam to push the Trans-Pacific Partnership. He's a congressman. The other twin brother is the head of Housing and Urban Development, Julian Castro. He was touted as a possible running mate for Hillary Clinton. And there's a lot of talk now this week about the veep stakes on the Democrat side. On Monday, he was found guilty by the internal investigation. This is reported by the Washington Post and many other outlets, although you haven't heard much about it. They managed to release this information as the Republican convention was starting, so you wouldn't notice it. But we're going to shine a spotlight on it when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 1151 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1151 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 1151.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to talk about the Hatch Act conviction, without penalty, of course. I think it's something we should pay attention to in the light of Dinesh D'Souza just being on with Alex Jones, somebody who went to jail. That was unprecedented. Nobody has ever gone to jail for having donated more money to somebody than was legally allowed. It wasn't that amount, large amount of money. I think the limit is $2,500. He gave $25,000 to a college friend who was running for office was not buying influence, unlike the Clintons, and yet they sent him to jail. Always in the past, it was just a fine if you violated the law, but they sent him to jail. He truly is a political prisoner. I want to give you a couple of examples of how Hillary does it and how Hillary gets away with it. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you that our special 25% off DNA Force is going to be ending tonight. We are running out of stock. We need to set some aside for auto ship. And so that will be ending tonight. And, of course, DNA Force is one of our most expensive products. One of the reasons for it is because of the key ingredient, BioPQQ. That compound costs us about $30,000 per batch. It's expensive to do a batch. It is difficult to do it. Once we run out of stock, we're out for several months. So we have to set some aside for those of you who are on auto ship. But right now is a great time to stock up on it while it is 25% off, because it is such an expensive product to do. It's got a lot of ingredients in it. It's got things like digestive enzymes, CoQ10, resveratrol, other things. But the key ingredient, and you can see this is backed by 175 clinical studies, is the BioPQQ. So look that up. Do your own research. Take a look at the reviews that are on the site and take advantage of this sale before it ends. Also, don't forget, we still have Hillary for Prison t-shirts at InfoWarsStore.com. A great time to stock up on Hillary for Prison t-shirts with all of these conventions coming up, especially the one next week, where there's going to, will she be going to prison, or will she be going to the presidency, the big house or the White House? That's what's going to be decided in just a couple of months, and that begins this next week. Now, let's talk about Hillary. There was an article on Heat Street, and remember, as we're talking about Dinesh D'Souza, now trying to buy influence, being sent to jail for a campaign contribution, remember how the Clintons play this. Remember 20 years ago, the scandals with the Democrat National Committee and the Clintons with the Chinese people, Charlie Tree and others. Eventually, they got these guys to confess. They gave them immunity so that they would talk freely about what had happened. That is always typically used to get convictions of the higher-up criminals. In this case, no, because the higher-up criminals were the Clintons. So they just said, oh, that's what you did? Okay, thanks a lot. That's very interesting to know. They were buying influence with you. You have immunity because we gave that to you to testify, but we're not going to use that testimony to get anybody else. We just gave you immunity. Now look at this, how the Clintons and the rest of Washington are going to get rich from the coup in Turkey. Now, of course, we've got the two political power centers. We've got Erdogan and Gulen. Erdogan is the president. They tried the military coup. Did he do a false flag military coup, as his opponents claim? Or was it something that was done by the people who were followers of Fethullah Gulen, of whom there are many in that country? He is in exile. Fethullah Gulen is a Turkish imam who is in exile in America. And, of course, we talked to Mark Hall, who did a documentary about his influence on education in this country. We have charter schools that allow taxpayer money to be given to private groups. Now, that's a problem for crony capitalism. If you don't understand how that works, you need to see the documentary. But they looked at the very worst case. What if we had some group come here and try to influence our children to try to get them to embrace the culture, the politics of a foreign country or a different religion? Okay, now they can't overtly do it with religion or they lose the money. But he has 1,000 schools worldwide, Fethullah Gulen does. Everywhere else, they're run as overt madrasas. Here, they teach people the Turkish language. You need to know that, don't you? If you're going to school in America, you should learn how to speak Turkish, not Spanish or some other foreign language, right? Turkish is what you need to know, and they send people, including a lot of local and federal officials, on junkets to Turkey. It's a very large network. They get $500 million in taxpayer money for these school networks, and they've been investigated for corruption, for bid rigging by the FBI, by many others as well. Now, they've been accused by the Turkish government of being involved in that coup. We don't know. Okay? Could be either one of them. Both of them have ties to our government. Both of them, both Erdogan and Gulen, have ties to the CIA. Both of them are capable of this type of action, of trying to start a military coup or even of doing a false flag military coup. Neither of them are good guys. But how is this going to work out? We got the Podesta Group, which is connected to the Clintons, okay, registered in May to start lobbying for the Alliance for Shared Values. And as they point out in Heat Street, that comically named organization supports Fethullah Gulen, the Pennsylvania-based imam. and they have made a lot of money. That's the way the Clintons make money. They don't go to jail like Dinesh D'Souza. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I comped Geeks on Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bug, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We were talking about when we went to break, we were talking about the Turkish coup and how really both sides of the political establishment here in Washington are going to make a lot of money off of this. In Turkey, the two sides are Fethullah Gulen and Erdogan, and they have both bought political influence here. That's the way that it works. Both of them have ties to the CIA, even though they are opponents of each other in Turkey. We've got the CIA fighting itself like it does in most conflicts on both sides of the conflict. But look at the money trail. This is a story from Heat Street, and they're talking about, as I mentioned just before we went to break, the Podesta Group says that the Podesta Group that Hillary and Bill have been a part of have now registered as lobbyists for Fethullah Gulen. Now, they point out in this article, Chuck Ross, a Daily Caller, says that Gulen allies have given money directly to the Hillary Clinton campaign. Do you have a problem with that? I mean, I do. I don't like to see influence being bought. I don't understand why people in the Democrat Party are so concerned about Wall Street influence, and they should be, But they're not concerned about foreign influence from China, from Turkey, from others, okay? So they have given money to the Hillary Clinton campaign and to the Clinton Global Initiative, as well as between $500,000 and $1 million to the Clinton Foundation. They're spreading the money around. The Fethullah Gulen people are with the Clintons. And she, meanwhile, says that the stranglehold, this is a quote from Hillary, the stranglehold of wealthy special interests in Washington needs to end. So, I guess maybe it's just American special interest that she doesn't like in Washington. But foreign governments are free to buy all the influence that they want, you know, whether it's Turkey or Saudi Arabia or whatever. Meanwhile, they said, as they point out on Heat Street, she is vacuuming up millions of dollars in donations from individuals and entities. And we know how this is going to play out if she becomes president. On the other side, we've got Republicans and Democrats making money from Erdogan. We've got the Turkish embassy in Washington getting money from the Gephardt Group that's led by former House Majority Leader Dick Gephardt, as well as also hiring Vin Weber's lobbyist group. Okay, so it's working in both ways. It just that's how Washington has played itself out. So they go in and they create problems, and then these people try to buy influence from them. Of course, Erdogan is trying to extradite Fethullah Gulen. As we pointed out in the interview that I had with Mark Hall on Sunday, it also has consequences for NATO, has consequences for U.S. military base, it has consequences for the relationship that we have between us and Russia. Turkey is playing that card as well, trying to move closer to Russia, has shut down the U.S. military base. I don't know if that's been reopened or not. Certainly, there's no good side in this Turkish situation. But let's take a look. As you're looking at how this Turkish imam, who has 150 schools here in America, where they are indoctrinating about 60,000 American children, and he is buying millions of dollars of influence from Hillary Clinton, as you look at that, consider the person who had been touted as one of the strongest running mates for Hillary Clinton, Julian Castro. The Castro brothers, the twin brothers, one is a congressman, the other is now Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. Their mother was one of the founding members of the race, La Raza, the explicitly racist Hispanic group. And they were touting him as a key possible choice for running mate. We're going to look at some of the other possible choices of running mate that people are putting forward to Hillary Clinton. But it was on Monday that several news outlets reported that an investigation by the U.S. Office of Special Counsel said that he had violated the Hatch Act. Now, what is the Hatch Act? This goes back to 1939. It's officially titled An Act to Prevent Pernicious Political Activities for Federal Employees. The main provision prohibits employees in the executive branch of the federal government except for the president, the vice president, and certain designated high-level officials of that branch from engaging in some forms of political activity. Okay? So this is not ethical. And it is corruption, okay? But nothing happens to Julian Castro. It may have hurt his Veep stakes chances here because the last thing Hillary needs is another reminder of people how they sail past any laws and how the laws don't apply to them. What did he do, however? Okay? They say that he gave an interview and he had the seal of his department, the Housing and Urban Development Department, was visible behind him as he gave the interview. This is reported by the Washington Post, hardly a right-wing, part of the vast right-wing conspiracy, as Hillary Clinton would say. No, this is the Washington Post. He answered questions from host Katie Couric for Yahoo News about his support for Hillary Clinton, including his chances as running mate, okay? And I say from the report, when Ms. Couric interviewed Secretary Castro, she introduced him as secretary. The official HUD seal appeared behind him. He spent the first 7 minutes talking exclusively about HUD programs and initiatives. And as such, he gave the interview in his official capacity. And they say, although he stated during the interview that he was, quote, taking off my HUD hat for a second and just speaking individually, unquote, to indicate he was answering questions in his personal capacity, that disclaimer could not negate the fact that he was appearing in his official capacity for the rest of the interview. Because he advocated for and against presidential candidates, says the Office of Special Counsel. While appearing in his official capacity, Secretary Castro violated the Hatch Act's prohibition against using one's official authority or influence to interfere with or to affect the result of an election. Okay? So this is something they did. Now, Obama has come out and said there will be no penalty for him. And quite frankly, the penalty for violating the Hatch Act is not that severe. There's no fines. There's no imprisonment. What would happen is you would lose your job. But, of course, that's a big deal in Washington. Those are pretty cushy jobs. So I guess that's a pretty rough penalty if you lose that job. But White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest said, well, to his credit, he acknowledges that mistakes were made. Are we going to come after Josh Earnest for plagiarism? How many times have you heard that phrase when people are caught in a crime? Whether they're a politician or whether they're a glitterbug preacher, mistakes were made. Mistakes were made. That is, okay. But of course, plagiarism, I'll remind you, is not a crime. Okay. You have to sue somebody if you think that it is something significant, if they copy it and put it in writing and make money off of it. Okay. You can sue them for that. But plagiarism is not a crime, as I mentioned, unlike violating intentionally the security regulations as Secretary of State. So when we look at this, even though that is limited to the executive branch, consider what Ruth Bader Ginsburg did about a week and a half ago. Remember, she gave a couple of interviews. One of them she gave with the New York Times, and she said, I can't imagine what this place would be. I can't imagine what the country would be with Donald Trump as our president, she told the New York Times. For the country, it could be 4 years. For the court, it could be, I don't even want to contemplate that. She also had an interview with the AP, where she assumed that Hillary Clinton would be nominated to and would win the November election. Asked what would happen in that interview if Trump won, she said, I don't even want to think about the possibility, but if it should be, then everything is up for grabs. So she gave a couple of high-profile interviews, okay? And this is, again, the Washington Post, not part of the vast right-wing conspiracy. And they go out and they talk to law professors and they say, well, you know, she's had a history of being very blunt and outspoken and frank about things, you know, like Scalia used to be. But they said, this is a bit beyond the pale. One guy, who is Arthur Hellman, a law professor at University of Pittsburgh, says, I find it baffling, actually, that she said those things. She must know that she shouldn't. However tempted she might be, she shouldn't be doing this. Another president of Ethics and Public Policy Center, Edward Whelan III, said that this was indefensible. He said, I think this exceeds all the other in terms of her indiscretions. I'm not aware of any justice ever expressing views on the merits or demerits of a presidential candidate in the midst of the campaign. I'm not a fan of Donald Trump's at all, he said. But the soundness or the unsoundness of her concerns about Donald Trump has no bearing on whether it was proper for her to say what she said. And a third one, I'll read you one more. Louis J. Varelli III, a Stetson University law professor, just wrote a book about Supreme Court recusals. Right? We just had all these situations with Loretta Lynch refusing to recuse herself, even though she owed her career and had been hired by Bill Clinton, had a lot of economic ties to him, had a lot of political ties to him, had a lot of close family ties to him, but she would not recuse herself from the Clinton review. As a matter of fact, she meets with Bill Clinton privately, although flaunting it in public and in front of people on the plane, okay? Still would not recuse herself. So this guy just wrote a book on recusals. And he said, public comments, like the one that Justice Ginsburg made, could be seen as grounds for her to recuse herself from cases that might involve a future Trump administration. I don't necessarily think she would be required to do that, and I certainly don't believe that she would in every instance, but it could invite challenges to her impartiality based on her public comments. You think? So, you know, we have absolutely, there's look at the amount of coverage that's been given to what Ginsburg did, to what Castro did. Castro violated the Hatch Act. They dropped that bomb during the Republican convention. Nobody talks about it. What were they talking about instead? They were talking about Melania Trump and the fact that she plagiarized some of Michelle Obama's speech, allegedly, okay? And it's now been admitted by somebody today who came out from the Trump campaign and did a mea culpa. Meredith McIver said, I'm the in-house staff writer at the Trump Organization, so forth and so on. You know what? I really could care less. Do you really care? If she took some boilerplate pablum and, you know, platitudes and plagiarized them from somebody else? I mean, Michelle Obama's speech meant nothing, and neither did Melania's. And why does that matter to us when what the Supreme Court justice is doing here is showing us that they're nothing but a bunch of political hacks who can do whatever they wish and openly talk about the fact that they don't even care what the law says. They don't care what the Constitution says. They don't care what the law says. They are judicial activists. They rule in areas in which they have absolutely no authority. They refuse to follow any ethical guidelines, as we see here with Ginsburg. Okay? And we had Donald Trump criticized her for that. He said it was highly inappropriate. He said, I think it's highly inappropriate a U.S. Supreme Court justice, sitting justice, would get involved in a political campaign, frankly, he said. Trump also said, I think it's a disgrace to the court. I think she should apologize to the court. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. She eventually did apologize to the court. He said that she should be saying that. He's so beneath the court for her to be making statements like that. It only energizes my base even more, and I would hope that she would get off the court as soon as possible. Yeah, if she had any integrity, she would resign. She would essentially apply the ethics principles of the Hatch Act, which, although that applies specifically to the executive branch and not to the Supreme Court, because they can do anything they want. Okay. That's one of the key things we need to understand. You're going to hear Ted Cruz tonight talking so much about Supreme Court justices and how important it is for us to get conservative Supreme Court justices. We need to rethink the scope of the Supreme Court. We need to rethink the authority that they gave themselves with Marbury versus Madison, saying we will have the final say on all things about the Constitution. And now they've gone into becoming judicial activists because they like gay marriage, even though the federal government and the Supreme Court has nothing in the Constitution that says that they have any authority to define marriage one way or the other. They say, well, we're going to say that it's make a federal case out of it, and we're going to rule the way we want to because they view the Constitution as a living document. They don't care how it was written. They don't care what it meant. They're not there to be legal referees. They are nine political appointees appointed for life. And, you know, we haven't had a very good track record on the conservative side. We have gotten reliable liberal status from the people who have been appointed by the Democrats, but it's been a real mixed bag from Ronald Reagan and everybody else in terms of conservative judges. But I just want to add one more thing to this, and that is, think about the back and forth, the hue and cry, and the outrage when Donald Trump said that he thought a district judge who was reviewing a court case of his had a conflict of interest because this judge is a La Raza lawyer. Takes us right back to the Castros again, doesn't it? This guy is a La Raza lawyer. He is part of a racist Hispanic organization that is there to promote a specific group, not help lawyers in general, but only Hispanic lawyers, to say that, you know, for the race, everything, outside of the race, nothing. How racist can you get? You can't get any more racist than the race, La Raza. And here you have this judge who doesn't just have a Mexican heritage, okay? It's not just his Mexican heritage. It's the fact, and that's really, I think, where Donald Trump lost it there. He wasn't specific enough. You know, he just talked in general terms of his Mexican heritage. His Mexican heritage means everything to this guy, to the point that he's gone off the rails to becoming a racist. And yet, we've thought about that, heard about that for weeks. Yet, you can have ethical violations from a sitting Supreme Court justice. You can have Hatch Act violations from one of the twin sons of one of the founders of La Raza. Nobody pays any attention to it. What an amazing, amazing double standard. Meanwhile, one more piece of Hillary Clinton news here. She's said to be looking as they look forward to who she's going to pick, and she has said that She will be announcing who she's going to be picking for vice president this Friday. The Democrat convention begins next Monday. InfoWars will be there. I'll be there at the Democrat convention. They say that she is seeking national security experience for vice presidential pick. That's not a joke headline, folks. That's for real. Yes, she does need some help for national security. First of all, she needs to understand that it's important. But this is, I guess, part of her narrative to say, you know, I just really didn't know. You know, when you say server, do you mean when you say wiping my server? You mean like with a cloth or something? I'm just a little grandmother, you know. I wear these Chairman Mao suits. Just call me Grandma. I don't really know anything about servers and private networks and all this stuff. So maybe I'll look at somebody who's a four-star Navy admiral who can help me with that. Also, Tim Kaine, a former Virginia governor who is now a senator, is there. They're talking about still Elizabeth Warren. Someone else mentions Tim Kaine. He is the one that seems to come up. His name seems to come up in every one of these discussions. Meanwhile, there's a lot of top Democrat Senate hopefuls, people who are in a tough election. They're going to be skipping the convention with Hillary Clinton. You don't hear them talking about that much, do you, either? Okay, stay with us. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk about what's up tonight at the Republican convention.
John Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yeah, first of all, I want to say Secret 12, X2, Supermail, Brain Force, Prostate Guard, Silver Bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. Buy them, folks.
Thank you, brother.
I really thank you guys for putting those out there.
I am a relatively short-time listener and I'm quite a supporter of your fine products.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
It's so easy to get these incredible nutraceuticals that support your health and the InfoWar at the same time.
When I'm your listener, I buy all the nutraceuticals, OsteoFX,
let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
What products are you taking?
Everything from Supermail to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, even got a little DNA Force. So just re-upped everything, and I just went to autofill.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com to read the information and research and to see the reviews for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. In this last segment, I want to remind you real quickly before we go back to news. Today is the last day for our 25% off DNA Force. It's selling out very quickly. We have to keep some in reserve for people who are on auto ship. This is our premier product in terms of price because of the difficulty of this rare ingredient, BioPQQ. Again, as I mentioned, there's 175 clinical studies. It's extremely hard to secure, very expensive to produce. A 25% discount off of this is a significant savings, but we're going to have to end that tonight. That's 25% off DNA Force. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. All right, there was news today on the Hill. Libertarian nominee suggests that Jeb Bush may back him. This is Gary Johnson saying that he told CNN he'd had conversations with Bush, noting that he did not initiate these conversations, that Jeb had come to him. And I'm looking at this and thinking, what possibly could Jeb have to offer? Maybe he's going to change his slogan to Gary! Exclamation mark. Oh, no, that wouldn't work, would it? Maybe he can get him hundreds of millions of dollars from Wall Street backers, from globalists who have pursued open trade treaties that have destroyed our economy and our sovereignty. Maybe that would work for him. Well, that didn't work for Jeb either, did it? Okay. Let me tell you something. He's just a guy who has sold out libertarian principles. He is nothing but a political whore. When I look at this, the Libertarian Party has just become another player for big business, globalist, multinational corporations. They don't even support the principles of private property in the Second Amendment anymore. They sold out on that, these two guys, these two former governors that are there. And then tonight we've got Ted Cruz. And as AP points out, no sign of a Trump endorsement, but plenty of Cruz ambition will be on display tonight when Ted Cruz gives his speech. He's not going to explicitly endorse Donald Trump. He is looking towards 2020. But I don't think he can see that far. I think Ted Cruz has got kind of foggy vision. It's not 2020, folks. If you think for a minute, Cruz people, Ted Cruz especially, that by putting Hillary Clinton in, you're going to get a shot in just 4 years, you should have another thing coming. I don't think you can see that clearly because Hillary Clinton, the kind of person she is so incredibly corrupt. She's going to consolidate power to such a degree that you'll never get her out of midterm. It's going to be at least 8 years of Hillary Clinton and then a hand-picked successor after that. When we look at what's going on, I got to say that Trump is amazingly and maybe foolishly magnanimous in allowing this ambitious troll to speak tonight. I guess he didn't want to look as bad as the GOP establishment did when Romney shut down Ron Paul, went to a great deal of trouble to do that in the Rules Committee to shut him down. But it's not going to be appreciated by these people, by these never-Trumpers. You know, we watched the histrionics and the for tantrums that were being done on the floor. I reached out many times to all of these people at the head of the Never Trump movement. They would not return calls, conversations. They didn't want to have a conversation about this, except to go on MSNBC, where they will be welcomed as an opponent of Donald Trump. They don't want to talk about the fact they wanted to steal the votes of the people who voted in the elections. I mean, this is nothing but racketeering and fraud, folks. And it was amazing irony to me that these people would whine and complain because they weren't able to twist and change the rules at this convention like they did at the state convention. You know, the Never Trumpers really need to go back to their Never Never Land because they won't grow up just like Peter Pan. All right, we're going to be covering more of the Republican National Convention tonight. Our InfoWars Nightly News will be at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern tonight. Join us then. It'll be Ja'Kari Jackson will be hosting tonight. Join us tonight, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for the InfoWars Nightly News.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.